needed to improve on third downs, did a pretty good job there. Red zone, 4 for 4, and you beat a quality football team tonight. You haven't seen the footage yet, but what are your first impressions of how your team played?
Oh, gosh. Unbelievable. And again, give Denver credit. You said it. They are quality. They're a great football team. You know, all three phases. And give credit to them. But credit our guys and our players and our coaches. They did an unbelievable job. Like I said in the press conference just now, the grittiest bunch of guys I've ever been around, Bob, been associated with. They made plays. They got out ahead, and we stayed aggressive, and we knew they were going to make plays. But just an outstanding team effort. And again, we're banged up and brutal. It was a 60-minute war, like we knew it was going to be. But really glad, obviously, to get out of here with a victory.
Yeah, you did have a number of injuries, and Darius Butler was just telling us everybody stepped up tonight. Guys that you didn't think were going to see a whole lot of action played a lot and played well.
Absolutely. I mean, those D-backs were going down one after another, you know, and Josh Gordy comes in, does a great job. D. Butts went out, and Gordy comes in, you know, and then Toler got nicked up and went out. And next thing you know, Antoine Bethea, you know, being a pro that he is, you know, he goes down and he plays nickel, you know, and Sergio comes in the back end. We lost, you know, Delano Howell. So it was by committee tonight. And but they were bound and determined that no matter what, you know, we talk about, no matter the odds, no matter the circumstances, we got to get the job done one way or another. And they sure did it.
Bye week's coming at a pretty good time, isn't it?
Great time. You know, we got some guys beat up, and we'll know more, you know, our warrior, our leader in Reggie, got a knee sprain, and he'll get an MRI tomorrow, but he'll be on our thoughts and prayers tonight, and hopefully things turn out. But we got a bunch of guys beat up, but it's a great time for a bye.
It almost seems like the perfect game. Peyton played well coming back, Andrew played well, and you won the game.
Yeah, you know, again, our guys are phenomenal, and Andrew was outstanding. I mean, unbelievable. He was outstanding, and it's a great, great victory, you know, for our organization. It's a great victory, you know, for our owner. I told our guys in there, if it wasn't for our owner and what he did for me and my family during my absence, during my illness, I don't think I'd be here. I don't know anybody that's got a bigger heart and cares more about, you know, his players, this organization, former players, current players. It doesn't matter. He loves them all, and there's nothing that he wouldn't do for any of those players, any of the coaches. And again, what he did for me, nobody will ever know. He's got a heart of gold, and he's one of the most generous, caring, loving men that I know. And I feel very, very blessed that I have the honor to be the head football coach and to be his football coach. And I can't thank him enough for giving me this opportunity and helping me the way that he has.